My name is Shirley Scott. I'm a high school teacher, and I've had one incident and experience with what I feel was definitely a UFO. I had visited my mother at Long Lake and was coming back to my home on Cree Road, Highway 69 South, made my usual right-hand turn off the highway onto my road, and the car engine at that point stopped, and I naturally tried to start it again. I had three children in the car at the time, a 12-year-old, an 11-year-old, and a 6-year-old. And I tried three, four times, and then my attention was caught by an object that I can only describe as traditional saucer shape, dark. It was dusk. I can't quite remember the time of year other than to say it definitely wasn't the 6 months of late fall through winter into early spring. So whether that happened, somehow I don't have a memory. It was in 1968. The car engine would not start. Then I look up, and about, I would say, 50 feet, 60 feet above the road, maybe 100 feet ahead of me, but 50, 60 feet in the air, was this large, dark disc shape with lights. There was absolutely no sound involved, and that's what made me feel spooked, because I knew it wasn't anything like a helicopter or anything like that because of the total silence. I can't quite remember. The lights seemed to go in the shape, in a kind of curved shape, following the curve of the front of the thing. And as I say, it was a large disc. I don't know how long we sat there. I'd say possibly 3-4 minutes. But in that situation, I tried to remain calm. The children were saying, "What's that? What's that, Mom? I don't know. I don't know." And I'd tried maybe 6, 7, 8 times by then to start the car, and nothing happened. I saw absolutely no movement. The object was absolutely stationary in the air, and then, of a sudden, it simply glided rapidly backwards with a very slight lift in an upward glide, very slightly, and moved very quickly away from us and disappeared. That is the incident, except that immediately my car engine turned over, and I rushed home, and my husband, we told him what we'd seen. He said, "You'd better not repeat this to anyone, because they'll think you're loony," and we cautioned our children not to talk about it, because at that time we felt that it was highly suspicious to do so. But I have no doubt, nor talking with my children have they, that we saw a UFO.